भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो सिक्स चैप्टर टेन टेक्स्ट टेन चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड बैटल बिटवीन द डेमी गॉड्स एंड वृत्रासुरा। अहो दैन्यम अहो कष्टम परक्यै क्षण भंगुरै यन्नोपकुर्याद् अस्वार्थैर् मर्त्यास्वज्ञाति विग्रहै। अहो दैन्यम अहो कष्टम परक्यै क्षण भंगुरै यन्नोपकुर्याद् अस्वार्थैर् मर्त्यास्वज्ञाति विग्रहै। महो कष्टम पंगुराय यन्नोपकुर्याद् अस्वार्थे माताजी प्लीज। अहो दैन्यम अहो कष्टम भंगुरैपकुरस्वते अहो अलास दैन्यम अ मिजरेबल कंडीशन। अहो अलास कष्टम simply tribulation, parakyai, which after death are eatable by dogs and jackals, kshana bangurai, perishable at any moment, yat, because, na, not, upakuryat, would help, aswa artai, not meant for self-interest, martya, a living entity destined to die, swa, with his wealth, gyati, relatives and friends, vigrahai, and his body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. This body, which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives must all be engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be sources of tribulation and misery. Purport. Similar advice is also given in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.22.35. etavaj janma saphalyam dehinam iha dehisu pranair arte dhya vacha sreya acharanam sada. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence and words. This is the mission of life. One's own body and the bodies of his friends and relatives, as well as one's own riches and everything else one has, should be engaged for the benefit of others. This is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 9:41. Bharata Bhumite Haila Manushya Janama Yara Janama Sartak Kari Kara Para Upakar. One who has taken birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. The word upakuryat means paraupakar, helping others. Of course, in human society, there are many institutions to help others. But because philanthropists do not know how to help others, their propensity for philanthropy is ineffectual. They do not know the ultimate goal of life, sreya acharanam, which is to please the Supreme Lord. If all philanthropic and humanitarian activities were directed towards achieving the goal of life to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would all be perfect. Humanitarian work without Krishna is nothing. Krishna must be brought to the center of all our activities, otherwise no activity will have value. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmulitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutle Srimate Devamrita Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutle Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Destarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauru Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So these are basic qualities of a God-loving person. Compassion and selflessness. And these qualities are actually dormant within every living being. We just have to unlock them. We just have to bring them out of us. It's dormant within every being. So, it's very nicely explained in the Bhagavatam, the nature of the world we are in and the nature of our body we are in. The body, as it's mentioned here, may perish at any moment, Prabhupada says. But the illusion, Maya, makes us think that the body will die, everything will be finished, but still you can be successful. Just go on striving hard, you will be successful. But what kind of success is that? That the body is going to die, and when the body is dead, everything related to the body is finished. What's the meaning of the success? What's the use of that success? But the illusion, the passion, is that we want to strive so hard and be successful materially. So reading this purport and translation gives us a wake-up call. Like Prahlad Maharaj says, Komaram acharat pragyo dharman bhagavatam iha durlabha manusha janma Tadapi Adruvam Arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj says that we should begin our Krishna consciousness as soon as possible from 5 years old. Because Prahlad Maharaj says this body is Adruvam, it's temporary. It's not going to last. It's very temporary. It's very, very fragile. It's not meant for anything other than God realization. We all know this, and we hear about this all the time, how temporary this body is. Hare Krishna. But we still go on striving for something that's useless and temporary. Like I heard a friend, I'm cultivating this, one very nice Indian boy. Last week I saw him in Govinda's. He was having prasadam, and I just requested him, "Hey, is there any chance you can sponsor some books? If can you give some?" He's an engineer, you know. So he took out his credit card and said, "Here, Prabhu, take whatever you want." I was like, "Are you sure?" He said, yeah, take whatever you want. And he kept eating. I said, "You have to come with me upstairs. You have to sign the thing." He said, "Nah, don't worry. You sign it. It's just, you know." And then I got a donation. I came downstairs. I gave him the card. And then I sat down, you know. I said, "How's it going?" He said, "I didn't tell this to anyone, but I feel like I should tell you." So what happened? He says, "Last week I left my body." I thought this guy is like talking like some kind of new age talk, levitating and out of body experience or something like that. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I was at work and I was just working, doing my job, and all of a sudden, boom, my heart just stopped." And then he just like this in the chair, just collapsed, and then again the heartbeat came back. And then he had a Gita in his desk, workstation. He picked up the Gita and holding on to it. And then I said, "What were you thinking?" He said, "I was thinking about my sister." And then he said, "Why am I thinking about sister now? This is the last moment of my life. I shouldn't think about money. I shouldn't think about marriage. I shouldn't think about sister. This is it, you know. All these things I heard, this is it. It's like all flashing very fast." So he picked up the Gita and he started chanting as loud and as much as he can. And then again he became unconscious. And his workmate dragged him upstairs and made him lie down flat, and his body was completely cold. There's no pulse. There's no heartbeat. And they called like 911. And then again he came back. He started working again, and he picked up the Gita. And he said he's just focused on Krishna's face, not even Arjuna, just to be sure, you know. So he's like focusing on Krishna's face and he's chanting as loud as he could, "Krishna, I was such a fool, give me one more chance, please." He was chanting like, just like a dying person calling out the holy name. And his heartbeat came back normal, his temperature came back, and he sat down. And he's crying, and the 911 people came. And they're like, "This guy looks normal, why you guys..." Because I think it costs like few $1,000 every time you call one of those guys. So they're like, "He looks normal, why did you call us?" And they're asking, "What is this book you're holding?" They thought his heart attack was something to do with the book. He said, "Just, this is not the time, I cannot answer any questions, I just want to be alone, just leave me alone, you know, just, this is my scripture and I'm dying, you know, I want to think of God, I don't want to answer any questions." So he kicked them all out. And he was just chanting and chanting. So usually I sit down, I preach to him, but this time I'm sitting down, I'm listening like, I couldn't believe this boy is early 20s. Looking like not fat or anything, like just like normal young boy, you know, just had a cardiac arrest. But fortunately he was introduced to Krishna consciousness. He was, he knew what to do if in case the death was there. I was thinking in one sense he could have been fortunate to leave the body like that, because he was like, even though he was just, I used to tell him, "Prabhu, are you chanting?" "Yes, Prabhu, I'm chanting 2 rounds. So why 2 rounds? You know? Why not increase? "Oh, my father has a big business back home. you know, it's a 60-year-old business. He wants me to come and take over it, and I don't want to do that. My mother wants me to marry. And the job is not secure. There's so much stress at work. It's like, I really can't chant. Every time I'm telling him, he had an excuse. But our excuses doesn't mean anything. It's only good for us. Maya and time doesn't wait for any excuses. Doesn't care for any excuses. Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarakanath Ki Jai. So this is the position. This could happen any moment to any of us. It's like one very nice devotee, Mataji, family full of doctors, and they're all praying for her because, you know, they found some tumor. Potentially it could be something dangerous. So I was just thinking, you know, it's like no matter who we are, this is our position. This is our position that we are in this temporary body, very temporary. And so Prabhupada says, so we have to make the best use of the bad bargain. We have to know how to use this temporary situation. And Prabhupada says, we should be working for the benefit of all others. But the problem is, everybody wants to do that. You know, every person, I'm sure all of you have met, also every person I meet, they want to help. You know, they want to help, they want to serve, they want to please. But like Prabhupada says, we just don't know the formula, we just don't know the art of what's real, we really don't know what the real help is. Everyone wants to help, but nobody knows what is the real help is. People are in ignorance and they still want to help. The intention is nice, but the result is not very beneficial. It's like this newspaper article, I cannot forget, in New Zealand. He was explaining how this dog fell into a pool and the owner jumped in to save the dog, but both of them didn't swim, so they both drowned and died. This is the example of how we want to help, but if we don't know ourselves, how to help ourselves and what the real help is, it's no way we're going to help others. So the first thing to understand is the real help is Krishna consciousness, to give Krishna consciousness to others. That's the real help. Like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, if somebody is drowning and you jump and save their coat and bring their coat out and say, I saved him. No, the real person was drowned. Similarly, help to body and mind is one thing, but the real help is helping the soul. And it's very easy actually, just by talking to somebody about Krishna, that's amazing. That person's destiny is completely changed just by hearing about Krishna once from a devotee. Even though they may not notice it immediately. But it's true. Generally we think, you know, shooting the breeze, when you meet somebody, you know, you talk all kinds of trash, you talk all kinds of nonsense, and that's being like really nice and polite and, you know, normal. But according to the Bhagavatam, that's being very impersonal. The real personal dealing means when you meet somebody, you talk to them about Krishna. Because Krishna includes everyone and everything. So just by talking to somebody about Krishna, like Prabhupada used to give example of this little girl Saraswati, daughter of Shyam Sundar Prabhu. She would go up to someone and say, do you know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And they say, no. She immediately said, Krishna. And that's it. Prabhupada said, that's all it takes. Anyone can do, even the child can do. So this is what has been requested of us. And ordinarily, we wouldn't be discussing what we are discussing right now without the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Even Krishna says in the Gita, Manushyanam Sahasreshu, Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye, Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kaschid Veti Mam Tatvata. Krishna says, out of millions and millions of people who are after self-realization, one will hardly know me in truth. So this is the position, but we are all freely chanting Krishna's name, swinging Radha and Krishna on the swing, reading about Krishna, taking prasadam, living in a temple in the middle of Los Angeles. These things are ordinarily impossible. It's very rare to come to Krishna, what to speak of knowing Krishna, or what to speak of loving Krishna. These are all very exalted positions. But Mahaprabhu's mercy that we are given access to this priceless treasure. Like Narottam Das Thakur sings, Gaurangera Dutipada, Jardana Sampada, Sejana Bhakati Rasasar. Anyone who's accepted the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand the true essence of devotional service. Just by chanting the names of Panchatattva. And also, it is our duty as followers of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Panchatattva. Their mood was that, you know, of that of giving Krishna consciousness to others. And this is the mood of our parampara that we are in. This is what has been requested. Like Prabhupada writes in the second canto, if somebody wants to pay back the debt they owe to their spiritual master, they must be considered a joker. They must be joking. But we can make an attempt to pay back the debt, which is never paid, you know, we can never pay back. We can make an attempt by telling others about Krishna. And this is the mood of our parampara. Especially Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very passionate about spreading Krishna consciousness. He actually said, one who has life will spread Krishna consciousness, not a dead man. He also said, when you give books to someone and they come to Krishna temple and we don't take care of them, that's like having illicit sex and the babies are coming and you're not being a responsible parent. He was very, very compassionate, but he was speaking very strongly like that. Prahlad Maharaj also, in his famous prayers, he said, Naiva Dvije, Paraduratya Vaitaranyas, Tadvirya Gayana Mahamrita Magnachita, Sochetato Vimukacheta Indriyartha, Maya Sukhaya Baram Udvahato Vimuda. Prahlad Maharaj says, as far as I'm concerned, I have no problems. I'm so absorbed in your thoughts and pastime. I'm only concerned about these super fools, Vimudan, who are like, you know, working hard to gratify their senses. He also said, Prayena Deva Munaya, Svavu Mukti Kama, Maunam Chiranti Vijanena Parata Nishta, Naitan Vihaya Kripana, Vimukta Eko. Nanyam Todasya Saranam Brahmato Anupasya. He says many people concerned about their own salvation, they go to holy places and hide in Himalayas and do meditation. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to go back to you, Krishna, until I take every fool, the last fool that's left in this material world. I'm concerned about the deliverance of all these materialistic people. So I want to be there where, you know, big cities. So this is the mood. And Vasudev Dutt is a fantastic example from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vasudev Dutt was so compassionate, not only to the relatives or people from his village or people he liked. Vasudev Dutt was praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the deliverance of all the conditioned souls. Every living being in this universe, including like cockroaches and bed bugs and rats and trees and everything. Prabhupada writes in the purport how Christians say, if you believe in Christ, you're saved. But Prabhupada says Vasudev's compassion is even greater. He didn't even request that people believe in him. He was just begging Mahaprabhu. is the karma and the materialistic desires or separated people from you. So let me take on all the karma of all the living entities in this universe upon my head, so I can stay here and they can all be liberated. And it made Mahaprabhu cry. Can you imagine? Making the Supreme Personality of Godhead cry by your prayers. Usually when we pray, Krishna looks like pretty disturbed. He looks at the deity. And Mahaprabhu was crying when Vasudevdat was praying. And Mahaprabhu said, you are non-different from Prahlad Maharaj. So the same Prahlad Maharaj was there in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, doing the same thing. This is the business of a devotee. His position never changes. Nakutaschana bibhyati. What is this term? Narayana parasarve nakutaschana bibhyati. Swarga apavarga narakeshu tulyartapi darshana. Wherever a devotee is, his position is the same. He's always serving. The geography may be different. The location may be different, but the service goes on. Just like we're reading in this pastime. You know, in one sense, if somebody were to read this pastime without any introduction to Krishna consciousness, they'd think it's weird. You know, all these gods are approaching this person who's just going on with his business and, you know, begging him to commit suicide, and they want his bones, and, you know, they want to take the bones so they could kill somebody. And that's considered like a big charitable work. So it can be like very bewildering. But if we understand the essence is that Dadichi is going back to Godhead. Vritrasura, you know, even though he was in the body of a demon, he was, you know, the Bhagavatam shows how we shouldn't judge a person by the external appearance. He was a demon, looked like a very ferocious demon. Even the demons didn't like him. But he was so absorbed in God consciousness. And the demigod, Indra, was so materialistic. So this so-called demon is laughing at Indra, saying, you kill me and you stay and rot here forever. I'm going back to Godhead. So he went into samadhi. So this is what Bhagavatam is trying to show us, that, you know, a God-conscious person, no matter what he looks like or where he is, he's always absorbed in Krishna, and it's always a happy ending. So when we read on, we can understand how wonderfully Vritrasura goes back to Godhead, even though it was put in very big tests. So this is the position. So Bhagavatam requests us that instead of being greedy and selfish, we should use our short temporary life to help others. And also Bhagavatam says that we should serve our superiors. We should serve our superiors, those who are more advanced than us in Krishna consciousness. And we should make friends with our equals. And we should show compassion to our juniors, daya. And we should avoid the envious. If somebody is very envious, you serve them by actually avoiding them. Just like a snake. You know, a snake will just bite you without no reason. So a snake is also a spirit soul. Doesn't mean you go and embrace him and, you know, think you'll preach to him. Mahaprabhu can do it, but we may have to call 911 after that. So the way to serve the envious is to avoid them and save time. Many times we're in book distribution, and then, you know, when you're already low in energy, a Christian comes and starts asking all kinds of questions, and they look so sincere. And the maya is, you think you can change their hearts and make him a Vaishnava. Before you know, it's like 50 minutes, 1 hour is passed by, and they're just like saying that you're going to hell after all that discussion. So the best way to serve them is to stay away from them. Omkar has a lot of experience at the airport. But the full package is that we should serve the superiors and make friends with the equals and show mercy to the juniors and people that are non-envious. Many times we are so nice to new people and we are so enthusiastic to serve them and preach to them. But this aspect of being nice to our friends and serving the superiors is lacking. But with this kind of, limited advancement in spiritual understanding, we cannot help take them a long distance. So we have to understand the whole package and the whole etiquette. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that the Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament that makes a devotee beautiful in the eyes of Krishna. So the whole thing has to be there. Practicing Krishna consciousness, distributing Krishna consciousness, and also the culture, the etiquette, has to be practiced. Otherwise, people could see where we are at. So these are some of the things I wanted to share with you, Prabhu. If any devotees have any questions or comments, anything you would like to add? I'll read the translation again. This body, which is eatable by jackals and dogs after death, does not actually do any good for me, the spirit soul. It is usable only for a short time and may perish at any moment. The body and its possessions, its riches and relatives must be all engaged for the benefit of others, or else they will be source of tribulation and misery. Yes, Achyuta Prabhu.
Is he still working for that same company?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not in the ashram here yet? What's the holdup?
He is here a lot now. He's here till the temple is closed in the evenings. Maybe he'll join us soon, who knows? Sachita Noipra.
Thank you, Prabhu. You were quoting Prahlad Maharaj, and the statements of Prahlad Maharaj come very alive and true 100% when you actually go out and make that endeavor to meet the suffering conditioned souls. Yesterday, last night, we had the experience to see thousands and thousands and thousands of people. We were barely have a little space to chant the holy name. And we will find a place and suddenly we'll fill up. Then we move to another place, we'll fill up. And then we just have to go and find one place where there was no people, in practically speaking, so we could be able to, more chant and dance. But still there will be more from the other side coming. So that's a very rewarding for the devotee. If we're looking for some kind of happiness and satisfaction, it's in actually preaching and seeing other people engaged. And another experience that I had at UCLA like last week, meeting these other sometimes opponents from different beliefs and even hardcore atheist students. And I was having one after one after one, and in like 1 hour, and like I was seeing, well, there's no reward. Sometimes you wouldn't expect some kind of reciprocation. And suddenly, while distributing a book to some student, another one came, and he said, "Can I ask you a favor?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Can I sit behind your table and read your books?" I said, "Please do that," while I'm talking to this other one, just trying to engage him. And after I finish, 10 minutes after that, he's reading Bhagavad Gita, and he takes other books and other books. And finally, he said, "Can I ask you questions?" I said, "Please." he said, "Can you tell me anything you know about Krishna?" And I thought, "Oh my God, thank you. That's like nectar to the ear, you know, when I heard those words." Because right now, you're nothing about philosophical, just about sweet words about Krishna to describe. Can you describe him? Anything you know? And it was so sweet. So, yes, the conclusion of this is that there is a reward, and not necessarily about how much money you make, how much, you know, quantity of this or quality, but it's Krishna is giving you right there the opportunity to be focused 100%. And other times I remember when I had friends who had difficulties in distributing books, and they say, "Prabhu, I cannot do this anymore," and they get so frustrated. And I say, "Prabhu, can you ask Krishna at least to send you a Christian so he can be engaged?" And suddenly he said, "Yeah, that's true," because his mind was so disturbed. I said, "Just pray for someone or anyone that you can be not thinking about your difficulties or problems. Just you be focused just on what you're doing." And yeah, suddenly, you know, like I will see him talking. I say, "See, just focus your mind."
Yeah, it's amazing. The other day we were in UCLA, Yashodev Prabhu, Sham Priya Mataji, Kumari Gopi and Brizia. It's amazing how many students, they're just like atheists. It's unbelievable. And we were showing them the books. Rameshwar Prabhu kindly sponsored this Rethinking Darwin. And many of the students, that they say they believe only in science, they actually bought those books. They said they could relate to that. And they were receiving the books. I was thinking somehow or other, we have to give some kind of, somehow or other we should reach out to these people. Otherwise we can see what's happening in London. It's just big news. People are just like, there's few police and there's hundreds of people chasing the police, and the police are running away and they're breaking into stores and looting and setting buildings on fire. Bhagavatam predicts this is going to be everywhere. We cannot even come out your door and walk peacefully. You'll be eaten. Unless people understand what the teachings say, Bhagavatam say, they just think the bag of chemicals, so the goal is just temporary happiness, and which means they could do whatever they like. And, you know, the police are, you know, bewildered how to control this crowd that's like just like animals. It's like a bunch of, you know, dogs and tigers running around in the streets with no knowledge of anything higher. One last thing, Prema.
Okay, I have to speak very slow, then everybody can understand my English.
What did you say?
I just want to say that really so important to preach. I will give an example of power preaching. My simple example, I'm trying, I'm nobody, but anyway. A few days ago, I was in Spanish area, and there was one bus station, and one person, he was sitting there on a chair, and he was black body, older, maybe 40, maybe even 50 years old. And I approached him, and I gave him a small book, and it's okay, I just give you for free, no problem. And I went away, and later on I come in, you know, across him, across to when he was sitting, and he was reading, and he was completely in bliss. You know, completely in bliss. He was shining. He was so absorbed in this book. So for first time in his life, maybe 50 years old, you know, life, he realized by reading small at Imperfection Yoga, you know, oh, I'm not this body, and you know, oh, really, God really exists. You know, Krishna, he's Krishna. You see, so this is really so important to preach, and this inspiration for me to see his face. You know, Hare Krishna.
Entra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.